Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. John Oliver commented on the royal family on Last Week Tonight, saying, "In the UK, the argument was that in the wake of the Queen's death, it just wasn't the time for criticism of her or the monarchy in general. It would be impolite," Oliver explained. "But it's been 2 months since then, and Charles is king now. And while for many, the charm of the Queen was in her longevity and her tendency towards silence, you never really knew what she thought about anything. Neither of those things are true about her son. He doesn't have the inscrutability of his mother or enjoy her level of public affection, and his ascent to the throne comes as the UK is facing a cost of living crisis. The job of the monarch," he explained, "is to be head of state, a symbolic position tasked with receiving incoming and outgoing ambassadors and heads of state, and to make state visits abroad. Think of the royals as Mickey and Minnie at Disneyland. They're not running the rides, but they're a mascot of the whole operation, and people kind of like having their pictures taken with them. But that comes at a price. The royal family's wealth, unlike their gene pool, is massive. The two duchies are exempt from corporation taxes, and Charles pays no inheritance tax. And when you factor all of that in, it sure starts to feel like they're costing a hell of a lot more than just a pound per person. They're like a human appendix. We've long evolved past needing them, and there's a compelling case for their surgical removal. I do get that people shouldn't be held personally responsible for whatever their ancestors did, but trying to talk about the British role in the slave trade without talking about the monarchy is sort of like trying to talk about Jeffrey Epstein without talking about the monarchy. They are inextricably linked, however uncomfortable they might find that fact." Oliver also reminded viewers of one of the most brutal atrocities carried out by the British, the crushing of the Mau Mau Rebellion by the Kikuyu people of Kenya. The Kenya Human Rights Commission estimates that the British executed, tortured, or maimed 90,000 people during the crackdown and detained 160,000 in barbed wire camps. "We don't know what the Queen knew. What she is briefed on is kept secret very conveniently, but we do know that what was done in her name by her government, if you're the symbol of a country, you represent what it does. You can't say you're just a symbol and bear no responsibility for how the institutions that you are the head of behave. You don't have to hate the royal family personally. I mean, Google Prince Philip racism or Prince Andrew everything and see where you land. But you don't have to hate them. You don't even have to think that the institution shouldn't exist. But it's going to continue to. It is fair to expect significantly more from them, because too often they hide behind the convenient shield of politeness and manners, which frequently demands the silence of anyone who might criticize them or what they stand for." Oliver wondered if the segment would air on British TV, specifically the weekly airing of Last Week Tonight on Sky TV, because if they do cut it out for being disrespectful, they should seriously think about why. Why they and everyone else are working so hard not to offend a family whose name was branded into people's skin during the slave trade and who sit atop a pile of stolen wealth wearing crowns adorned with other countries' treasures. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Please check out our new podcast from our partners called War Queens. From the father-daughter team of Emily and John Jordan, each episode dives into the greatest women war leaders of all time, from Cleopatra to Margaret Thatcher. And this week, it's Elizabeth I. Check out War Queens, wherever you get your favourite podcasts. Per the BBC, King Charles has begun the process of increasing the number of royals who can stand in the monarch for official duties, proposing Princess Anne and Prince Edward as additions. On Tuesday, the House of Commons gave it approval, paving the way for legislation, a Councillors of State bill which would allow the addition of Princess Anne, the Princess Royal, and Prince Edward, the Earl of Wessex, as extra substitutes. This fast-tracked move in Parliament is intended to resolve an awkward constitutional problem about who could deputise for the King if he was overseas or unwell and could not carry out his duties as head of state. At present, two of the five eligible to act as councillors are effectively ruled out. They are Prince Andrew and Prince Harry, and if you listen to this podcast, you know why. Rather than remove them from the list of councillors of state, the proposal is to widen the pool of eligible royals so that the availability of Prince Andrew and Prince Harry would cease to be an issue. Councillors can carry out official duties which could include the state opening of Parliament, signing documents, receiving ambassadors, or attending Privy Council meetings if the monarch is temporarily ill or abroad. It is expected that the King and Queen and the Prince and Princess of Wales could be undertaking overseas visits next year, so councillors could be a necessity when they are away. Per the New York Post, Dr. Jordan Peterson has hit back at Meghan Markle after she took a swipe at him in her podcast. Last month, Meghan took a swipe at Peterson on her podcast, Archetypes, over his use of the word crazy. Peterson has said, "I don't think that men can control crazy women." During an interview with Piers Morgan Uncensored, Peterson was asked how he felt about appearing on the Duchess's podcast as a villain. Peterson told Morgan, "Her voice drips with the same falsehood that the voice of Kamala Harris drips with. It's this sanctimonious, faux, compassionate talking down to her audience. Trying to be sure that we're all really on the same compassionate page here and we're all being victimized by terrible forces that are arrayed against us, and none of that's really fair. It just grates on me. And I do believe that it is the case that it's very difficult to control female antisocial behavior, often of the type that's been pilloried as hysterical, and I think there is no shortage of clinical evidence to support precisely that claim. It is very difficult for women to control female antisocial behavior, and females who are antisocial, that feminine pattern is reputation salvaging under the guise of compassionate care, and it's extraordinarily destructive, so I stand by my words." And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.